Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. We have asked Joe Humphreys, author, speaker, and executive leadership coach, to do a series with us called Boardroom Talks with Joe, How to Become a Better Leader. Listen, we know you will find this information helpful, regardless of your level or type of leadership position. Joe, thank you so much for being on here for part two of Safe Place and Boardroom Talks with Joe. So thank you.
Thank you, JD. Always a pleasure, sir.
Last time you did an introduction in the Safe Place, so now we're going to go a little bit deeper into it. What does S mean in Safe Place?
Well, again, thank you, JD, for having me. S, when I was looking at developing this, I said, okay, who do I want to be in my safe place? And I started thinking of the word safe. And S, you want somebody that's been seasoned. Okay. For example, you don't want someone that's, if you're 50, you don't want somebody 25. Now, here's the good part. If you're a college student, this is for you too. But here's the thing. If you're an 18, 19 year old, you maybe want somebody 35 that can relate with you. But so you want someone seasoned. Why do you want someone seasoned? Well, you remember in the first episode, the safe place, we talked about being tested before you can be trusted. A safe have to go through different tests to determine if it's going to be able to keep your most sensitive documents safe, like a fire, a flood. So you want people that have been through the fire and through the flood of life to be in your safe place. And so that's why you want someone seasoned. And also, you can use someone with that as spiritual mature. Yes. And notice I put mature. Because just because you're spiritual don't mean you mature.
Yes.
The maturity that you need in your safe place is people's not going to be so much judgmental, but going to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want somebody also in my safe place with that spiritual maturity to help me work out my challenges based on the Bible.
Yes.
Because if I can line up my challenges with what the Bible say, then I feel like that it's going to work out for me much better. So again, I put that maturity on there because I want to be able to go tell people things that may not be good to tell them, but it's an outlet for me. And I have to be able to trust that person. That's why I call it safe. Because again, you don't want to reveal sensitive things to people that won't keep it safe. And that's the number one reason why you have executives and pastors and all kind of leaders messing up. Because there's an expectation of you that you can't have bad thoughts, have bad desires, and whatever you feed is going to grow. So you want to be able to take that bad thought or that bad desire, that bad habit to that safe place, to that person, persons in your safe place to help you kill it.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Joe, I want to ask you a question about the faith part because you do a great job. You do a great job of presenting it and not preaching it. Thank you. You do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of not forcing. So I want to make sure I'm hearing it this right from you. When you say spiritual mature and from the word, so if you go to somebody that and you say, look, I just want to share the stuff I'm struggling with, is it's not coming from the word and it's not based on truth. If they go tell five other people, it's not.
That's right.
From what I understand, the appropriate response would be something like this. I've been there before. I can understand what you're going through. I'm going to pray for you. Let's talk this through. Or I've never been there before, but let's keep talking this through. But you can be sure that I'm going to pray for you. But I will not tell anyone else. That's based on, you don't gossip, you don't share, you don't tear people down. That's a truth. And the people that are going, but they're preaching Bible. No. Listen to the truth in that. Right? That's right. What you're saying.
And here's the thing. That's why they have to be tested before you go
Tested.
through them.
Yes.
You
Yeah.
can't be trusted until you test it. Okay? And so you hit it right, JD. And when you go to that person, you want that person to be able to not look down on you. So often in the Christian community, there is a what's the word? There's a lot of people thinking that, okay, I'm a little perfect and I don't do that. Well, I got news for you. There's only one perfect person that walked on this earth, and his name is Jesus. Okay. So outside of that, we all have screwed up, and that's why, we sin daily. I don't care how good you are. And you need somebody that you can go to and don't judge you. Now, they're not looking over that, but it's other words, it's safe to be able to say, hey man, I'm just having some crazy ideas. And I think if I continue down this road, it's gonna harm me and my family, and it's gonna hurt them. And I want somebody to be able to go, hey Joe, you better than that. You can do better. I'm going to help you through this. And by the way, I haven't experienced what you went through, Joe, but that's what the Bible say. And that's me every week so I can hold you accountable. Now, if you've been through that, it makes it even more powerful. You can say, hey, I've been there. I understand it. But here's how we have to fix this. Okay? So again, the reason why I chose the word safe, it's because, not to beat up the churches, churches have done an incredible poor job of creating a safe environment. And here's the thing with corporate America, they don't have time to invest in you having a safe place. So what if you a pastors? The people that need a safe place the most, honestly, are pastors.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for
Okay.
sure.
Now, if you're an executive, you need a safe place. But here's the thing. It's hard to get a safe place in the same office building that you work in. And if you're a pastor, it's hard to get a safe place in the same church that you preach in. So I've talked to some pastors, they have people in their safe place that they may have went to school with that lives in a whole different state. Now, if you, for example, JD, you and I live in Wake Forest, North Carolina. You live in Charlotte, North Carolina. The beauty of Zoom now and Teams, you can have a safe place anywhere in the world. So you don't have to have that person sitting beside you in the next office or sitting beside you in church. Matter of fact, it's more effective if you don't have those people in your safe place. I sit down and talk to a pastor of a mega church with thousands of people in there. And I had lunch with him and I asked him if he had a safe place. And he said, yes, immediately. And then I challenged him. I said, so pastor, I said, so you telling me you can go to your elder board and tell them that you watch pornography every night? He said, oh no, they'll get rid of me. Well, you don't have a safe place. You don't have a safe place. And that businessman, he may need that Joe or JD that he can go to and say, hey, I'm about to have this an affair with this with my secretary. I need you to talk me off the cliff. He can't go to his HR department and tell him that. He can't go to the vice president that worked for him and tell him that. And I said in the first episode, JD, if you don't have a safe place, you won't have no problem. A dangerous place will always catch you and find you. And I remember, JD, reading about an executive with one of these software companies years ago had made $1 billion on stock, and he was found dead in a yacht with an 18-year-old woman of an overdose. Because here's the problem. When you don't have the right people in your safe place, you start numbing yourself. And how do you numb yourself? Okay, you can only buy so many cars, you can only buy so many motorcycles, you can only drink so many drinks.
Video.
You can only have so many affairs. So when you don't have that safe place, when I say that dangerous place will find you, that executive didn't have a safe place and he was numbing himself, probably didn't want to do it. And guess what? He found danger.
Yes.
And there you go. You got a guy that's worth $1 billion. I think the yacht was like $35 million. And he found him and the 18-year-old dead. Now, guess what? His family will suffer for the rest of their life. His kids. That's
Yes.
why it's important to have a safe place. And if you're there thinking today, well, I don't need a safe place, you're the one that really need it. None of us
Yes.
are strong enough. None of us are strong enough not to have a safe place. But I encourage you, don't rush the process. You have to make sure for you to reveal that type of information, it's just like a safe. A safe is designed to protect the highest level of sensitivity documents that you have. And that's what, when you put people in your safe place, you want to make sure that you can have conversations with them, that you don't have to be stressed out if it's going to go somewhere else. But knowing that is people want the best for you. And as you said, JD, it's not going to share all of your business with you. And I said this on the first episode. My safe at home, only me and my wife and daughter have the access to get in it because we value the sensitivity that's in our safe. And when you have a people in your safe place, you don't want to give them access to get in unless they value what's in your safe
There we
enough to
go.
keep it protected.
There we go. Yeah, the whole thing that you're sharing here. So let me go back and make a few points that I'm hearing, and you tell me if I'm correct on
Yes, sir.
this.
Yes, sir.
The corporate people, and this is where I made some mistakes over the years. The corporate people that you work with, they really should not be in your safe. No matter how much they say, "Oh, I love you, brother," or "We're pals, we're in this together," because it's too po politically infused. There's too many things. You could have a
That's
change
right.
at the top and the political environment, or you're in the running for a promotion all of a sudden, whether you want it or not. And there, your friend that says they have your back is got a decision to make. Do I go for this? That's a do not pick somebody that you work with to be in your safe place. That's my thought. Do not go there.
Yes.
You need to find somebody outside of that environment
Yes.
that you
Yes.
can relate to. And like that's what you do, Joe. That's part of what you do,
That's right.
is you are
That's
that
right.
place that people can go to because you know how to handle
Yes.
the situation.
Yes. Yes. And you know, JD, I have so many different executives and even pastors contacted me saying, hey, can you be my safe place? Because they feel safe. I'm not in a congregation, I'm not in a corporation, and they trust me. And here's the deal when you're looking for a safe place. I heard a quote. It said, don't eat with people you wouldn't starve with. Okay? What that mean is you got to have people in your safe place that's willing to share hardship with you. Anybody can be your friend, JD, while you got plenty to eat. But what happens to the people around that table? Or what happened to the people in your safe place when all of a sudden there's no food on the table? So you don't want, again, don't eat with people that wouldn't starve with you. You find out who your true friends are. You find out who your true friends are, JD, when hardship hits your household. Okay? That's when you find out. But the important thing is you don't want to find out then. You want them to be already tested. Okay? And I always say this, JD, and I always say this is that tough times don't determine who you are, they reveal who you are.
Yes,
And
sir.
that's, you already want to know. You already want to know if that safe is floating in a flood or burning in a fire, that when it calms down and you open it up, What's inside of it's going to be protected.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. You want to make sure the people you have in your safe place, because the flood will soon go away and the fire will soon be put out. But when that flood goes away and the fire put out, what you told that person, is it still going to be safe? That's who you
Yeah.
want in your safe place.
Right. Thank you. And one thing you made me think about a safe place. Yeah. Oh, those ones that are with you when you're down and out. And
Yes.
sometimes you can avoid getting down and out if you have the right people in advance in your safe place that you can say,
That's right.
here's what I'm thinking about. Joe, this has
Yeah.
been great. Thank you. And it's
It's
a
almost like a GPS, JD. When you get off track, they say recalibrate.
Yeah.
You need people that can recalibrate you.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you to get off the GPS to say, get off the next exit. You don't want people in your safe place that you tell and they just keep going. You want to be able to, in life, we have to recalibrate, JD. And here's, speaking of recalibration, the last piece for this episode I will share, JD, is this. Different seasons in your life come and go. So you may have a person that was in your safe place for this season of your life, may not be the right people for the season that you're into now.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem you have after you develop people in your safe place is when their time up, you have to, that don't mean you stop being friends. That don't mean that you don't stop being even close friends. But you have to recognize when there's a season shift that other people shouldn't be in your safe place, and there's times when other people need to come into your safe place. So be aware of that. It's not a guarantee that if you got three people in your safe place, they're going to be there for the rest of your life. It could happen that way. I'm not saying it wouldn't, but be aware that life changes and people change. So there's a time that you may have to say, okay, it's time, and it's okay for that.
Yeah.
It's not a lack of loyalty. It's just that they season this up for the safe place, but not for a close friend to you. So be aware of that.
That's right. Thank you. You took us right back to the beginning again. It deals with the maturity. The mature
Yes.
people in your group will understand that. It's about seasons.
That's
Joe,
the
thank you. Thank you. It's been great. I think we covered the S. Anything else you'd like to add? Because you
Yes.
did a great job
No,
with that
sir.
last piece right there. And all right, sir. Thanks again. And next time we'll talk about the A part of Safe Place. Thank you.
You got it, sir. You got it. Take care, JD.
Yes, sir. This concludes this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. To find out more about Joe Humphries, you can find him at his website at www.jdh3c.com. The link is in the show notes. I wish you all the best and peace to you.